welcome friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and it's Inspirational Truth Time once again. And to greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. He is yours. He wants to be. He can be. In fact, He came to be. Luke 19 and 10 tells us, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Well, I hope this finds you well, but I do know it finds you blessed. You say, preacher, you don't know what my circumstance is. Well, listen, if you know Christ is your Savior, you're blessed even when you don't feel blessed. I just texted someone this morning. They're in a storm, and I said, can I ask you, do you have the peace of God in your heart even in the midst of this storm? And the reply was yes, with several exclamation points. Hey, listen, friend, listen. That peace of God is so important in our life. We're going to have storms. We're going to have our challenges, our battles, but all. I'll tell you, friend, listen, that peace kind of sets us apart and aside from others, and it ought to manifest itself in us so that others that don't have the peace that we have may want it and desire it and, well, seek to find out where it is at. Excited about the message God has laid on my heart, the song Deb's got that she's going to do for us. I've opened my Bible to the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. Well, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles, actually, chapter 18, right after the book of John, the gospel according to John, right before the book of Romans, Acts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians. You all know the books of the Bible, don't you? You all know them. I'm sure that you do. If you don't take time to learn them, it's a fun experience. Matter of fact, you can probably find a little song to help you on the internet learn the books of the Bible. Well, that's enough of that. Deb's got a song. The title of it is one of our favorite down the church where I have the privilege of pastoring. Folks just enjoy it, and I'm sure you will. The title of it is, Oh, What an Honor to Serve the King. It's, oh, what an honor, but it's an honor to serve the King. You listen, I'm sure you enjoy. When Debbie gets done with this song, I'll be singing in the background. You won't be able to hear me. I'll be back with the message. God bless, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Last night I was dreaming. I stood in a place, standing in the midst of a throne. Like a little girl in all of her dreams, I was dressed in royalty. I wondered how this could be, for I'm just a pauper, you see. Then I heard a thundering voice, it was speaking to me. For you I paid a great price, one day on Calvary. It all, He owns everything. Hallelujah, just praising His name. Oh, what an honor to serve a King. When I awoke, I realized it was only a dream. Then I heard a still small voice, and one day it'll be a reality. Oh, what an honor to serve a King. He owns it all. He owns everything. Hallelujah, just praising His name. Oh, what an honor to serve a King. Hallelujah, just praising His name.
just praising the King. Oh, what an honor. Oh, 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 what an honor.
Well, thank God. I'll tell you what, listen, friend, I don't know of a greater honor than it is to serve the King. Do you hear me? He owns it all. He owns everything. And if you're not serving Him, listen, you're shortchanging yourself. Do you know that? If you're not a servant of the Most High God, if He's not your Savior and your Lord, friend, listen, you're missing out. That's all I can tell you. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. That's what I told you in the book of Luke 19:10. And friend, if you're not in a right relationship with Him, if you're not walking with Him and for Him, learning about Him and loving Him, friend, listen, you're living at a great disadvantage. Do you hear me? If you don't know the one true God, if you don't know His Son, Jesus Christ, who came into this world to die for us, and then, friend, to come out from among the dead to live for us forever. Hey, I'm telling you, you're missing out on the best part of life, without a doubt. I think there's a song said, I just started living. You know when that was? When I come to know Christ as my Savior. There's a lot of people that are walking around dead. I mean, they've got physical life, but they need spiritual life. They need eternal life. Well, that's another message altogether. I need to just not deal with that, but just deal with the message God has laid on my heart out of the book of Acts, chapter 18, I'm going to pick it up in verse 24, read down through the remainder of the chapter, and then I'll share the message with you God has laid on my heart. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus. Now this man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord. Now watch this phrase, knowing only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. And when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, shewing by the Scripture that Jesus was the Christ. I'm going to talk to you a little while today, the good Lord willing, about this. Apollos, a truly amazing man. And he certainly was, according to these five verses of Scripture we have here in chapter 18 of the book of Acts. And I believe he was mentioned in two other books of the Bible, in the book of 1 Corinthians as well as the book of Titus. But he was, for reasons we can glean from this passage of Scripture, an amazing man. Now listen, I know he wasn't as well known as a man by the name of Peter. Why, that great apostle, that man that we all can acquaint ourselves with and even understand maybe better than any of the other apostles that we read about. I know he wasn't as well known as a man by the name of Paul. He was Saul of Tarsus, a great Pharisee, a great persecutor of the church, who became a great preacher for the Lord. He wasn't even as well known as a man by the name of Barnabas. What a great man Barnabas was. Boy, he's a great man to mimic, was in it. He was steady. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, he had the ability to see things in people that other people, wouldn't see or couldn't see or both, whatever the case may be, and willing to stick with them until he could see the work that God was doing in them manifest itself. He was a special man in a lot of ways himself. I could go on and on. Even this couple by the name of Aquila and Priscilla, as we're introduced to them here in the Word of God. But if you read on and find out more about them, the order of things, and I find it very interesting, goes from Aquila, the man And then Priscilla to Priscilla and Aquila. It seems like Priscilla grew a little more deeply and maybe advanced a little more quickly than her husband did in the things of God and the ways of God. But here they are, always working as a team, always mentioned together, very friendly and principal in the life of this man by the name of Apollos. And you say, what makes him special, preacher? What in the world makes him special? Well, I'll tell you what, friend, listen, he stands out in the Word of God in a special way. Hey, look, if just a name is mentioned in the Word of God, that's pretty special. Do you hear me? I mean, if one verse of Scripture is given to an individual and their life and their character and their conduct, I mean to tell you, you talking about kind of maybe making you a little stiff around the collar. I'll tell you, it'd be amazing, would it not? But here we've got five verses of Scripture that are dedicated to a man by the name of Apollos, who is even named in the letter to 1 Corinthians, with a man by the name of Cephas, who was Peter and Paul, has been impactful and important to the church of Corinth. I'll tell you, friend, listen, that's pretty amazing to me. That makes me want to sit up and take notice about this man by the name of Apollos. Hey, if the Holy Spirit found it important for us to find a record of him in the Word of God as he sets forth under the inspiration of the Spirit of God some of the great qualities that this man by the name of Apollos possessed. Listen, friend, that caused him to stand out, though he was lesser known, about his character, about what kind of an individual of Israel. Hey, we ought to take note of it. We ought to pay attention, friend, listen, with admiration of the things the Word of God has said about this man from Alexandria. And listen to what the Word of God says about him. First of all, I want you to know that he was able. Listen to what the Word of God says about him. It says, "And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, was an eloquent man and mighty in the Scriptures, and came to Ephesus. And this man was instructed in the way of the Lord." Now listen, it goes on. "Being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord." But here's the limitation: knowing only the baptism of John. You know what I believe about Apollos? I believe when he took his position on a stage or in the midst of a crowd, when he stood maybe on a pedestal or at a podium or at a pulpit, whatever the case may be, where a speaker stood at that day, where he garnered the attention of those that were there. Listen, his presence, his eloquence, his passion, his verbiage, I mean to tell you, they demanded the attention of everyone in the crowd. Oh, listen to what the Word of God says. He was eloquent. Boy, I wish I had that definition applied to T.K. Price. Hey, listen, I'm an old country bumpkin, and I make no apologies of that. I've tried to grow in God's grace and knowledge. I've tried to grow, listen now, individually and personally. I've tried to work on my verbiage. I mean, tell you, even in a simple way, just matching my nouns and my verbs. That goes a lot for all of us in speaking and also in writing. But I just am who I am. I want to be the best who I can be, but I've never been what you would say eloquent. Oh, I've got a characteristic or two maybe that Apollos had. I mean, I'm fervent, I'm diligent, I'm things like that. But oh, friend, listen, hey, when he began to speak, there was just something about his ability, something about the tone of his voice, the tenor of his voice. I'm telling you why. It not only caught the ear of men and women alike, I'm persuaded, but I believe it caught the heart of men and women alike. Oh, what a great thing would be to be fluent in oration, would it not? I mean, to just be captivating. Oh, to be eloquent, but to be, to set forth things in a clear manner, in a passionate manner, in a manner, friend, listen, that again is captivating. Oh, this man was eloquent. How wonderful it is to listen to men like that. Let me tell you a couple men I believe are eloquent. Oh, this is a man that's done gone to be with the Lord. His name is Adrian Rogers. He was quite a wordsmith, was he not? I mean, to tell you, quite a mighty man with the sword of the Lord. Let me tell you another one. He's gone too. His name is J. Vernon McGee. Hey, listen, he was country, has an accent like us here in West Virginia because he was from Texas. But oh, listen, we ought to be, by the grace of God, the best we can be. And let me go on. He was not only able because he was eloquent, but listen, the Word of God said he was mighty in the Scripture. Hey, you say, what's that mean, preacher? Well, he was fervent. You know what it means to be fervent? He was stirred up. He was passionate. I mean to tell you, he was actually bullied. That's what the word fervent means. I mean to tell you, when he stood to proclaim the Word of God, you know what he did? He acted like he believed it. I mean to tell you, he acted like the Word of God was alive. And more than that, he acted like it was alive in him. Oh, how wonderful it is. We've got too many men today standing in pulpits and dead churches around our country and around the world who are word-only preachers. Paul said this in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 5. And this is the kind of preacher I'd like to be. Paul said, our gospel came unto you not in word only, but also in power, the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. Thank God. I'll tell you, I believe that Apollos was able because he was mighty in the Scriptures and he was fervent with the Scriptures. You know what else he was? The Bible says that he was diligent. He said, what's diligent, preacher? Well, he was steady. I mean, to tell you, he was earnest. I believe he took pains in what he did and how he did it. He was serious about what he knew. Thank God. Thank God for this man to the name of Apollos. You know what else it says? He was bold. You know what it means to be bold? Listen, friend, it means to be confident. It's kind of like that word mighty. I mean, to tell you, he was powerful. He was strong. He was confident in what he knew. And when he said it forth, he set it forth as if it were true, because what he believed to be true, bless God, that's the way he set it forth. But listen, he was not only able, but he was admirable. Thank God. You say, how's that, preacher? Well, he dealt with truth as he knew it and understood it. Now, he's like a lot of us. And I thank God for the testimony and the Word of God about Apollos. He was limited in what he knew. He knew only the Word of God in verse 25, the baptism of John. But oh, listen, when he heard John preach, for repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, there's something that touched him in his heart. And you know what he wanted to do? He wanted to preach the message that John preached. He felt a stirring. He felt a fire. He felt a motivation. And you know what he did? Listen, friend, he did the best that he could do with that truth. I mean, he was noted and known and well known. And hey, listen, friend, I believe that he's admirable. I certainly do. Thank God. Listen, we may not know everything there is to know about the Word of God, but here's what we ought to do. And it's some advice Brother Horace Sitton gave me a long time ago. He said, son, when you get ready to preach something, he said, learn everything you can learn about it. Listen to the people everything God's given you and leave him up to the rest. That's all we can do. And that's what Apollos did. Thank God, he was admirable, was he not? Because of the truth that he dealt with. He believed it to be the truth of the Word of God. I mean, he was mighty in the Scriptures. Hallelujah. How wonderful that is. He was not only able and admirable, but he was laudable. You say, what in the world's laudable mean, preacher? Well, I believe he's deserving of our commendation, don't you? I believe he was deserving the commendations that Paul gave him, that the Word of God through Luke, who was inspired to write this great record of this man from Alexandria by the name of Apollos. Listen, I believe that he was laudable. I believe that he was deserving of our commendation and our recognition. You say, why? why. Well, I'll tell you what. He was available. Thank God he was ready. He was willing. You know what? There are people in churches today. They've been in church pretty much all of their life, but they're still not available. I'm telling you, friend, listen. Too many people go to church and sit and sigh and soak. Hey, listen. He said, our faith without works is dead. We ought to be stirred up. Fired up over something, don't you think? Hey, when a preacher said, I need something done, some of you, bless God, ought to cause him to have a heart attack. You ought to run up to him and said, preacher, I'm willing to do that, and I'm willing to start today. And not only was Apollos available, but he was humble. What a rare commodity that is among mankind today, especially those that are educated, those that know something, those that have had some kind of success. And believe me, Apollos had some kind of success. I mean to tell you, listen, friend, I told you that he garnered attention. I mean, he demanded attention. He was passionate. He was able. He was fervent. He was diligent. Oh, listen, I believe to the degree he was successful without a doubt. I believe that Aquila and Priscilla saw great potential in him. I believe they were sensitive to the Spirit of God. I believe the Holy Spirit said, hey, I'll tell you what, he's a humble man. He's approachable. He's teachable. And you know what? That's a rare commodity in men today. Hey, listen, friend. I want to be teachable. I want to be approachable. I want to be available. Hey, thank God. Listen, friend. Hey, Apollos was truly an amazing man. Not only was he humble, but let me say it again, he was approachable. Hey, listen, friend, here is a man that had the attention of all of those who are in the synagogue there at Ephesus. I mean, to tell you, he had preached a great message. I mean, to tell you, the Spirit of God was in it. I mean, to tell you, God used it to touch hearts, to move hearts, to stir spirits. And after service, here come a man and a woman saying, hey, preacher, can we talk to you? Now I know, listen, friend, I know what that's like. Had a woman come up to me one time and said, preacher, you're a model preacher. And I thought, bless God, that's good. I went home, looked up the word model, and it meant a small representation of the real thing. Hey, bless God, she cut my legs off up from me about the knees down. Hey, I know what it is to be approached after I preached in the right way and the wrong way. But oh, here was a man that was eloquent. He was mighty. He was diligent. He was able, but he was approachable. He was friendly. And he said, listen, sure, I'll go home with you. I want to hear what you've got to say. And here's, listen, friend, I believe maybe the greatest point about this message and about this man, about the name of Apollos, he was teachable. Thank God. Listen, he was a learned man. He came from Alexandria. Alexandria had one of the greatest libraries in the world at that time. I mean to tell you, Alexandria was a great city. I believe it was established by Alexander the Great. Yeah, there it is. I mean to tell you, I've read where they say that they had like 500,000 volumes of books and writings. Isn't that amazing? And of course, that many of them, if not all of them, were destroyed in a fire. But he was of a mighty city. I mean to tell you, I believe he had a great education. But oh, a truly great man or a truly great woman is approachable. They're teachable. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, they're available for more truth. They're humble. Oh, thank God for men and women who are accomplished, who have dug in and dug out great truths of the Word of God, but are still hungry for deeper truth, for broader truth, for more truth, for available truth. And thank God for Aquila and Priscilla, who knew how to approach him in the right way. I believe they were humble, don't you? I believe they prayed and said, when the Lord, if this is your will, you make him open. You put us together. You let our paths cross. You just make sure, Lord, things happen. Thank God, I'll tell you, kind of like that man by the name of, I'd like to preach on Nathan. Bless God, what a great man he was, approaching a king and telling him that he had sinned. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but I believe this Apollos was a truly amazing man. And I believe he gives us, friend, God does, through the Holy Spirit, he It gives us a good pattern of someone to mimic and to follow and to admire. We ought to admire him, don't you think? I don't care how able we get. I don't care how admirable we might be. I don't care how deserving of commendation or laudable we are. We need to be available. We need to be, listen, free and humble. We need to be approachable. We need to be teachable. And don't pray and say, God, keep me humble. Let's be honest and say, God, you make me humble. That goes against our natural propensities. But hey, friend, listen, let's determine that we're going to grow in grace and in knowledge. We're going to become more for God while we have time than ever before. And we're going to be open to deeper truths and greater truths and to clear our understanding about those things that we think we know so well. Thank God for a man by the name of Apollos, one who is truly amazing and made by the grace of God. We learned the lessons that would benefit us from him until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.